sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast brought to you by Checkpoint XP and BZ XP of BZ Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, a.k.a. Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
Doing well. How's everybody doing?
Yes, yes. It's Friday, as usual. We record and live stream our sessions at twitch.tv/checkpointxp every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come and join us, as this is an interactive show. As I said, we have Datu Tank, we got Echo Revelations, we got Carletta in the chat. Thank you for joining us. Not Your Player 2 can be found on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read on the show, good or bad. Unfortunately, this streak has ended. We did not get a review.
Combo breaker, how could you? I'm sad. Start the combo again.
That killer instinct reference got me. I wasn't expecting that. But yes, please leave us a review. Coming up later on today's show, I get to quiz Sarah on what type of gaming enthusiast she is. She has no idea what kind of quiz this is.
Nope. I'm a little scared. I hope my gamer card doesn't get, like, revoked.
I thought it was an interesting quiz, so we'll check on that. But first, let's check on the latest gaming news. So, I'm a big WWE fan. It's not obvious. It's obvious. So Fighting With My Family was recently released with the WWE, which basically follows WWE superstar Paige. This is also produced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So in a recent comicbook.com article, Paige recently stated that she wanted to play as Lara Croft one day.
I mean, it's just hard because, like, we had Angelina Jolie, while I wasn't a huge fan of the movie, she definitely looked like old Lara Croft really well. I know it's just pixels, but, like, come on, have an imagination. Like, she really looked and fit that pretty well, I would say. And also, like, I loved the 2018 Tomb Raider film
a lot.
And, I'm gonna say this wrong, but Alicia Vikander?
Yes.
She was amazing, and I personally loved her in it. And she also did a lot of her own stunts too. So it's not even an issue of that. No, I don't know.
It's not that. Paige does have a British accent because she's, you know, born and raised in the UK. Fair. It's just that her persona does not fit it well. Right. Does not fit Lara Croft well, and she had recently sort of a sex scandal back in the day, so like if people find that, especially little girls, I don't know. I'm not saying it's not just because of that, it's just her whole persona does not fit Lara Croft to me.
Make your own superhero, I guess. Not superhero, just action film, you know? It doesn't have to be something that's already been made. Let's do something more creative, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, Paige, you can do what you want to do, but do a good job.
It's not like we're directors. Like, look at us. Like, we can make these ultimate decisions.
I know. Oh, gosh. In the latest Nintendo Direct, Nintendo spotlighted Super Mario Maker 2. There's not much changes to it. They're adding a few more themes like, you know, winter, desert. They're adding a nighttime mode. But they are adding a four-player mode just to make things a little bit more crazier. So Super Mario Maker is going to be available June 28th. Are you big into this Mario Maker game?
I didn't make the last one because I think it was on the Wii U, and I was one of the many people who didn't have one. But I did enjoy, though, watching other people play them and scream. I watch a lot of Let's Plays, and man, some of those are just amazing.
Yeah,
so I enjoy watching other people suffer.
Exactly. And I think this is so great of a game because it gets people creative and just doing the speedruns, watching the speedruns, is like you said, of doing created Mario levels is freaking amazing.
I'm excited they're bringing it back. It'll be great.
Yes.
I know. Well,
Sega announced 10 more games for the Genesis Mini. So, top of the list to me is Street Fighter 2, the Special Champion Edition. That's a must. Mega Man, the Wily Wars. Not Willy.
Kind of game.
My bad. Ghouls and Ghosts, which is a freaking hard game.
My God.
Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle, Beyond Oasis, Golden Axe, I'm familiar with. Play that on arcade. Phantasy Star 4, The End of a Millennium, Sonic the Hedgehog, Spinball, which I love pinball. Can't go wrong with that. Vector Man, I don't know what that is. Do you?
No.
No. Okay, good. I'm not the only one.
So I'm just laughing at the name, Vector Man. I used to do a little graphic design, so I have a lot of interesting ideas what that means.
And then Wonder Boy in Monster World. So these are the next 10. So far they only announced 30 of the 40 games that are supposed to be in there. And the lineup is actually pretty good so far. It's definitely going to be a day one purchase for us.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah. And then we've all come to expect the everlasting competition with Xbox and PlayStation to be forever, but whoever thought that they would come and work together? That's right, Sony and Microsoft have revealed that they are partnering up to explore cloud solutions for gaming and advances for IA tech.
For AI tech, yeah. So this is very fascinating, actually, as a partnership. Mainly, it's kind of an agreement for tech information. Microsoft Azure, which is, I think, their kind of cloud system that they're kind of starting to work on. So they're working together with PlayStation to kind of make that a reality for gaming, you know, so to have a cloud servers and stuff like that. And they're also are looking into AI technology, and furthering at that. The main thing that's interesting about this is kind of as a direct competition with, Amazon and their kind of streaming service. And also with Google and Stadia. So it's what's kind of interesting is I was reading somewhere that was saying that, well, Google Stadia no longer really has Sony with them because now Microsoft grabbed them.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's definitely going to be a very interesting partnership. Definitely, to me at least, it was pretty unexpected. I don't know if other people were able to read the tea leaves. But also definitely, I think, kind of necessary especially as like Microsoft is kind of still struggling with the gaming scene, but mm-hmm. Sony's really still up there. I think this is going to be a very interesting partnership and a very interesting blend.
So do you think that with this partnership, they're going to announce their own streaming service of Xbox and PlayStation?
That's what it's
together.
Starting to kind of
That's
sound
gonna
like.
That's going to be weird.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's definitely unexpected. You'd think they want the separate pots, but I think this is kind of in a direct response to the competition with like Amazon and with Google.
Yeah.
So this is how they felt like they could survive, I guess. We'll see how long this relationship lasts.
We'll see, yeah. It's gonna be weird because Sony, well, E3 is coming up next month. Mm-hmm. So Sony's not even gonna be there, but Microsoft will be, so I don't know, will they announce something in regards to Sony or
maybe Sony just pops in and backs. Sony is just their like plus one guest.
That'd be funny. Speaking of E3, Netflix announced that they are going to be hosting their own panel at E3. The panel is going to be titled "Bringing Your Favorite Shows to Life: Developing Netflix Originals into Video Games." So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, think about it. It's not like you necessarily hear other kinds of movie production places that make panels like these. Like, when did we last hear, you know, what was the production company that made Assassin's Creed? Did they make a panel for this? So I think it's really interesting that Netflix is doing this. I mean, they have a wide variety of movies to work with they want to make into video games, so it makes sense. What to me, what this is actually really exciting is it shows Netflix's dedication to making those games based on their shows, mm-hmm. like decent games.
Yeah.
Because a lot are not. And I think a lot, they just, you know, a lot of companies, they kind of sell the rights over and go, oh, do what you can. But I think it's really cool that Netflix really wants to get involved with it. I'm excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, they know that video games is on the rise. I mean, they did that Bandersnatch, that Choose Your Adventure game-ish on Netflix.
Yes.
They're really open with their Stranger Things, with Telltale making it into a game, though. I think Lego's making a game out of Stranger Things. Let's see. What is a Netflix original that you would like to see as a video game? Something like Bird Box or?
I'm trying to think myself. I mean, to me, Stranger Things would definitely be at the top there. I'm trying to think of any other Netflix originals that I'm like, yes. Oh, gosh, I can't think
Marie Kondo?
Marie Kondo. Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing. I would play that game.
Carlotta in our chat says Black Mirror.
Oh, jeez, that would be scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only ones I can really think of at the top of my head, to be honest with you. But I'm just excited that they're really dedicated for this. Yes. If they somehow made an Orange is the New Black prison simulator.
Oh my gosh.
Joked about that, what the guys did, that would be pretty funny.
You know what? I'm into it. I forgot about Orange is the New Black. I'm so down. Yeah. So Pringles is actually a sponsor of ESL, which is basically Electronic Sports League. They recently extended their sponsorship with ESL and launched a bunch of commercials dedicated towards esports. So they made it, you know, it's not like forced. So this one commercial that I saw, there's a Pringles guy, and then there's the greasy other chip brand wearing like an aluminum foil t-shirt. And, like, they're like, okay, let's game. So they throw controllers at them, right? A video game controller. Pringles easily caught it. The greasy bag person slips out of his hand as he tries to catch the controller and says, oh, sorry, my hands are just greasy.
You know, that was a thing for Pringles. We don't make greasy chips.
No, but it's just interesting seeing all these commercials or non-endemic brand being introduced into esports and video gaming.
Yeah. Man, junk food places must be, like, so happy now that esports exists. They have a reason to, like, be able to promote their junk food, and it also seems on brand, and it's popular. I mean, trying to promote, like, can you imagine, like, the NFL letting Mountain Dew in? I mean, I guess they have Bud Light, so I guess that still counts.
But Bud Light is sponsored with one of the esports teams,
true,
too.
They are.
So, man, like, alcohol.
Bud Light's just rolling in it.
I know. So they got Bud Light, they got Miller Lite, Coca-Cola is with esports, T-Mobile, Toyota, yeah. Cars, I mean, Nissan.
Esports is definitely, I think, probably a really good place to have those non-endemic kind of sponsorships. You know, you can really fit into almost anything with it. Your technology, it's video gaming, so you got that culture. And it's esports, you got the sports culture. It's kind of a best of both of every world, really.
Yeah, true. So speaking of that, Tetris, we announced that they are celebrating their 35th year anniversary this year. We recently reported, or a few episodes back, that they were going to be collaborating with Sanrio for a video game. But it looks like they are collaborating with also makeup. So everyone heard of Ipsy? Ipsy? No?
Yes. I don't wear it, but I've heard of it.
So Ipsy is basically a monthly subscription pack, and you get like 5 samples of different makeup stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So this coming June, Tetris is collaborating with Ipsy, and they're coming out with like a Tetris blending brush, a Tetris lip balm in a coral color called Leet, a highlighter with a little Tetris life, and then all the little bags. I keep them, so I actually have bags from Ipsy.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're actually going to be Tetris blocks on the Ipsy bag. So if you are into makeup and you are a gamer girl, go for it. Sign up for Ipsy. Support Tetris, because I love Tetris.
You know what? I never saw it coming, but I'm glad it exists.
I know, right? And speaking of, Tetris 99 has an event this weekend. I know, I have to mention Tetris 99. Their event actually has it as the old school Game Boy theme, and it also plays the original Tetris blocks and Tetris music. So I'm excited. I'll be playing that all this weekend.
I'm sure you will. That's how it goes.
Anyway, coming up next, Time Magazine presented the next generation leaders. We find a familiar face in esports on this list. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last episode, we mentioned Ateo, the esports clothing company founded by Brian Pollack and Rachel Feinberg. So, we've also found out that they are collaborating with Women of Esports. So, with this Women of Esports, they are launching this, I think it's 12-part series called A Day in the Life Of. And basically, they follow day-to-day events with these women in esports. The first one that they announced is Susie Kim, which is, she is basically the director of youth esports education and training at Cloud9. She was also the general manager of London Spitfire, who won the Overwatch League last year. This is pretty cool because from what it sounds like, you know, we've been bagging on people who bagged on the Teo's music video with all the different women in esports. And here, you know, with women in esports collaborating with Ateo, it seems like that they are going to continue on with a series with the Day to Life with each and every woman in that video.
Thank goodness.
I think that's amazing, too, because we do need to know who these women are. I mean, after we did our episode last week, I had to put on a YouTube comment. I'm like, do you guys even know who are these women in this video?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, and you're right, we don't. Too many of us don't know. And I'm just very glad that despite whatever opposition, they're going to go ahead, they're going to go through this, going to push on through, which is fortunately what you have to do sometimes. But yeah, we got to put these people on blast.
Exactly. So I like this series, so pay attention to womenofesports.com, where they will introduce you to, you know, who are the women in esports. I know that me and Sarah are not really, you know, big into esports, so having this would actually help us look into the women of esports, especially when you don't really hear much from them. So having women in press, this is our topic for today. It's like having women in press, you know, like what we do in podcasts or news articles or TV, like we need to know who these people are. So grab that opportunity to get to know the people who are playing in esports and video gaming.
Exactly. Put us in the news. Don't have to necessarily make it like this super special woman thing, but just in general, put us out there. Let us, you know, make people know that we exist.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean all of these lovely ladies.
And it doesn't have to be like some sort of scandal. How people know who we are. It has to be.
Don't make it a scandal. Just make it a positive thing. It's not that hard.
Exactly. So just like, Grigori, it was recently announced that she was announced as Time Magazine's next generation leader. So if you don't know who Grigori is the only woman Overwatch League player. And she's from South Korea, but even though she's from South Korea, she's been able to come here, to the US and make a name for herself.
That's just awesome. It's season time. Like, that's huge. That's what I was so shocked about this for, is just the fact that, you know, Time Magazine is not necessarily an esports magazine, but she made it. She did it.
And exactly what you said. Time Magazine is not an esports magazine. It's like one of the mainstream magazines of all time. Well, in journalism, at least, I think. I mean, everyone knows what Time Magazine is. Like, you can pick up a Time Magazine.
It puts legitimacy to it. Even if you don't like necessarily read Time Magazine, we've been talking about legitimacy with esports and video games, and this puts her in it. If for those of you, because I'm not super familiar again with Overwatch esports, but there was unfortunately a scandal related to her where she was accused of cheating because her aim was so good. Thankfully those charges dropped, and in fact actually the players who originally like accused her of it have stopped playing Overwatch, so I don't know what happened there. But that just kind of shows that, you know, obviously she has very good aim, and so some people might have thought because of that. At the same time, can't really help, she's the only lady on any Overwatch team. It's kind of kick in the stomach with any of these kinds of things. And so despite all that, her teammates stood behind her throughout that whole thing, and she's still here. So this is just super exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, they're just just read it or support everyone.
Let people know she's here.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. But yeah, just, you know, keep an eye out for all these women who are popping up in esports, you know, give them love. Like I said, we know that we don't want to do like a whole female esports team here in the US, but just make them feel welcome. That's just
exactly. I mean, one of the things when it comes to like Women's Day or Women's Month or whatever, you know, we're always very good as far as during those times, like any of those kinds of things, you know, posting important women that maybe history had forgotten. But you don't have to do it only then. You know, if you see during the series someone that you find is interesting, share about it. And all it will, you don't have to share about it because it's like, hey, woman, but just share it so it becomes more like typical and normal. We want to be normalized into society. We don't want to be special. We want to be normal that they are women in these esports so that everybody knows and doesn't keep this whole idea of it's a boys game. It's annoying to see that.
Yeah. And I like what Susie Kim said in her article. She says, find what is missing, find what you're good at. You just work hard and be confident in what you do. People will try to tear you down because that's the way the world works. And any job that you do, one day you'll rise up. So...
woo.
Yeah. So that's your inspirational
inspirational quote of the day.
Yes. So tell us, who do you look up to in esports? We want to know who the people are in esports. Connect with us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last week, we went over a few stats from ESA about gamers. We know there's first-person shooter gamers, RPG gamers, but it looks like Newzoo took ESA's data and broke it down even more. So how they broke it down to the type of gamer persona you are. Now, quizzes are kind of fun. You get to know the personalities you are and... you know,
I love quizzes, actually.
Yes. So this is actually perfect because we're going to do one for Sarah on the podcast. So the quiz is called What Type of Game Enthusiast Are You? So I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions.
All right.
So how often on average do you play games on a mobile device? Every day, once a week, once a month, less than once a month, or you don't play it on the mobile device?
Lately I've been playing more just because it's easier to kind of pick up with like random visual novels.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on average, I'm going to say once a week.
All right. Next question. How often on average do you play games on a game console? Same question.
Harder because I don't play as much as I used to be honest with you. What was after once a week? What were the ones after that?
Once a month, less than once a month, or you don't play games on a game console.
Oof. These days, unfortunately, I'll probably have to say less than... wait, does that include handhelds? Okay, once a month, then, if that includes handhelds. I play 3DS a lot.
I like how Scully in the chat says, mobile device every day.
Oh, shush! On average. That's just recently.
Yes, this is on average. So how often do you play games on a desktop or laptop PC? So same thing every day, once a week, once a month, every once or less than once a month.
Jeez,
or
I've been playing a lot less than I used to. I'm going to still say on average, though. I'll say once a month because that's unfortunately been less than these days. But once a month.
Okay. And then how much time do you spend on average per week playing games on a PC, game console or mobile device? You got more than 30 hours, 20 to 30 hours, 8 to 20, 6 to 8. 4 to 6, 2 to 4, or less than 2 hours. So this is on average per week.
On average per week, unfortunately, this is going to sound sad, but it's four to six, mostly because it's like I'm either binging or not at all. So
that makes sense. It comes in binges.
That's the hard part. Like, it's either like a zero or it's like 10. So.
All right. So which of the following statements applies most to your gaming habits?
All right.
Gaming is an important part of my life, and I spend a large amount of my spare time gaming. I enjoy immersive action-packed games the most and like to play online against or with others. So that's statement one. Okay. I'm reading Escalia's in the chat. He's
I didn't do anything. I don't play as much as I used to is the problem. 20 to 30 hours. You're crazy.
Second statement, I play games regularly, favoring immersive games. I do not spend great lengths of time gaming and do not spend a large amount of money on it. However, I would have more space. I would have more spare time if I probably spend more time and possibly on money on games. Sorry, if I had more spare time. Third one, although I enjoy games, my time spent or interest in them is limited. I mainly play games to pass the time and don't invest a lot of money in it.
I think the second one, where I don't always have time, but I totally would if I had more time.
All right. In the past year, have you purchased any of the following gaming-related merchandise? Select all that apply.
Okay.
Accessories.
Have I gotten accessories? Keep going. I don't think that counts. From
Toys to Life.
Say, what was that?
Toys to Life.
Toys to Life?
I don't know. I guess toys. Like
as I got plushies.
that makes sense.
Okay.
Figurines.
I don't buy figurines.
All right. Apparel or clothing?
Apparel, clothing. Okay, that's what I was wondering for accessories. Yes, apparel, clothing.
Other?
Trying to think other accessories I would have. Geez, I don't know. Sure, just put other.
I can't think of that. That works. Like makeup.
I am super frugal. Skelly is right about that. I'm super frugal. So,
how frequently, on average, do you watch video game content? So, like live streams, pre-recorded content, reruns. So, you got daily, a few times a week.
Daily. Just stop. Daily. Just stop right here. Just gonna stop you right there.
Okay. Do you agree with the following statement? So, you can answer yes or no. You currently have a subscription to a service playing video games.
Like a paid subscription?
Yeah, like PSN Plus or Xbox Live.
I do not have a paid subscription.
Okay.
I
do Nintendo Online Switch service?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have a paid subscription. No.
Okay. You donate money to video gaming channels or esports broadcasters at least once a month. Checkpoint.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, that counts.
I have spent money on esports betting in the past 12 months.
No, I have not.
So currently subscribe to at least two video gaming channels or esports broadcasters on Twitch or YouTube?
Yes.
visit online community gaming websites on a weekly basis, Reddit, publisher forums, blah, blah, blah.
Not as much as I used to, but yeah, I do.
Spend money on in-game purchases such as cosmetics, loot boxes, etc.
Not often, but yeah, I technically do. I feel like it's hard to not these days. Like, I would, if you had like a range, I'd be on the lower end, but I do.
All right, next. Which of the following statements applies most to your video content viewing habits, if that makes sense.
Okay, what I'm watching that are viewing habits, okay.
Yes. Okay, so my interest in game video content and time spent watching is limited. I mostly watch to kill time, watch it when other people are watching, or when I'm not able to play games myself. Second statement, I enjoy watching game video content and regularly watch. I don't watch it in great lengths. Watching game video content is important in your lifestyle. You spend a significant part of your spare time watching it.
Unfortunately, it's the last one.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I watch a lot of Let's Plays, unfortunately, because I watch it while I'm doing other things, you know? Like, if I'm cooking dinner or other stuff like that. It's just a really easy way to, like, keep on top of things. So,
makes sense. Makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it's bad. Skelly, don't you dare. You do it, too. We are in this boat together. Don't you dare. Also, Sky has a good point. Pictures and commissioned art should count over the other, and I do a bunch of stuff with that, got so it. That counts.
Okay.
And yes, it's shut up. Don't just because Robbie has the consoles, I can still use them. I also have my own 3DS, so shush. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. Well, what kind of game content do you watch on Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook? So select all that apply. Gaming reviews.
Yeah, I do.
Other players playing games.
Yes.
Esports content like events, tournaments, leagues.
Only when Escalia puts it on.
Tips, tricks, and for games.
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
Tips and tricks for games.
Not. Yes, when I'm stuck at a part.
Let's plays or walkthroughs, yes.
Yes.
I'm like, that's you.
Yes.
Over the past 3 years, what's your average yearly budget for spending money on hardware used for gaming? So, stuff like PCs, game consoles, components, etc.
Okay.
So, very big budget, so higher than $1,000. Between $600 and $1,000, between $200 and $600, $50 to $200, or less than $50. This is yearly.
Yearly, yeah, it's hard. Trying to think, it was either 50 to 200 or 200 to 600. I'm going to be on the safe end, just say 50 to 200. It really depends, because like I got the PC, but then I do get, you know, external stuff because I'm online and stuff like that. So I guess
that works.
Really? Ugh.
All right, another statement. Which one applies to you the most? Mm-hmm. The hardware that you buy is not specifically made for gaming or sold as gaming hardware. Next statement. Hardware is important to your gaming experience. You only spend money on hardware when you feel it will significantly improve your gaming experience. Or hardware is an essential part of your gaming experience. You frequently spend money.
The second one. I mean, I'm really not gonna, obviously I'm gonna get advanced parts, but it's probably gonna be all four things like streaming and video gaming. So yeah, I guess the second one.
All right. And that's the end of the quiz.
Okay.
So let's see what she got. She got all around enthusiast.
That's random.
So the quote for All Around Enthusiast says, I am interested in all forms of gaming, from playing to watching and everything in between. It says here, according to Newzoo, the all-around enthusiast is an avid gamer who plays for many hours a week. They may not be dedicated as ultimate gamers, so which is, I'm guessing that's a top tier.
Yeah.
But games are still serious business for this persona. They are typically full-time workers, so paying for the newest titles as well as hardware is not an issue. All-around enthusiasts enjoy a holistic gaming experience by combining playing games, viewing game content, and owning dedicated gaming hardware.
All right.
They break it down even more. Like, let's see here.
Basically, I'm average in everything, playing, viewing, and owning. I probably am a little higher on the viewing than the playing these days, mm-hmm. but I could see that. What I do find funny is on their gender split, I guess 35% of female usually get this, which I guess makes kind of sense. It's a little less than half, but oh well. My favorite, though, is home situation. And the one that's like the highest rate that most people get, I guess, is like together or alone with kids. I don't have kids, so that's weird. But I could see that, like, if you're a household where gaming is important, that probably makes sense where you'd be at this slot.
Yeah, so I just thought it was interesting. This is a little bit more, kind of more in depth to what what ESA did. What I got was the cloud gamer.
Oh, what does that mean?
So the cloud gamer, their quote is, I enjoy playing high quality games, preferably free to play or discounted titles. I will only spend on hardware when necessary. One. That's probably true.
That's funny. You're more frugal than I am.
I do. Like,
and I am horribly frugal to the point that it pisses off everybody in my house.
Yeah, I am very frugal. And they said that females on average are 41% of this. So,
yeah, that makes sense. It's not necessarily in our budget, I guess.
Yeah.
It may not be as acceptable to be in our budget. And also, I can also see that for a lot of women, most of what we probably do a lot of work on are things like cosplay, for instance. So we may have a game that we really, really like and then put money on to like going to conventions and stuff like that and showing off our skills there. So, you know.
Yeah. Yuzu actually ranks this out too, but by male and female game enthusiasts. They mm-hmm. say that the time filler is 36% of female game enthusiasts. Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
I know, time filler. That sucks.
Yeah.
17% is the cloud gamer, so which is me. Mm-hmm. 14% is the popcorn gamer. So popcorn gamer, you just watch gamers, period.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
And then 9% are ultimate gamer, 8% hardware enthusiasts. I'm guessing the whole mm-hmm. PC world. I don't know.
PC Master Race.
7% all around enthusiast, 6% backseat viewer.
And then, that was me when I was younger.
Yeah. And then 3% are the conventional player. So
yeah.
I thought this was actually kind of fun to do, just to find out what we are.
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, it's interesting just because, like, for me, I think, unfortunately, the reason that I don't have a higher amount that I spend on hardware is I do buy my own stuff as far as, like, for handhelds, but growing up, my brother always got the consoles, so I just went along with it. There was no reason to have two PS2s in the house, and now it's even worse because we're living together, so I still have access to it. I am probably going to put money down for a Switch someday. I'm waiting to see if the rumors about the, more like simpler Switch are gonna come out, but I don't know if those are true or not. So it's like,
yeah, we'll see. E3. I mean, if they do announce it, then I want to see Sarah get a Switch.
I will probably get it.
If you do want to check out this quiz, check it out at newzoo.com. And anyway, none of this is all sponsored. I just thought it was pretty fun to try out with Sarah here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that will do it for today's Not Your Player 2 podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, our regular live stream and recording for Not Your Player 2 is every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. You can find Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. We'll definitely read it on the show. We are waiting for those reviews to come in.
Come on, guys. Put them in.
Anyway, Checkpoint XP is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and our other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP, as well as other podcasts such as The Checkbook on Demand, Winter Has Come. There's one episode left of Game of Thrones, so be sure to tune into that. The Other Identity, which is the comic book and pop culture podcast, and Low Team Damage, which is Overwatch and Overwatch League. Thank you again so much for joining us here at Not Your Player 2, and we are signing off.
Bye.